Welcome to the Predictable Revenue Podcast, where frontline sales leaders teach you how to build and scale an outbound sales team. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Predictable Revenue Podcast. I'm your host, Colin Stewart. Today, I'm joined by nobody. We had a bit of a mix-up with guests and promotion, and we like to work alongside the guests to make sure that we're promoting things on their time and their schedule, and we can sort of align everything so that it works really well for their company as well as for us and for the show. And so we had a bit of a mix-up. That one's coming out a little bit later. It's actually going to come out next week. And so I didn't want to leave everybody hanging and throw no episodes in there. Hey, I'm gonna do something we don't normally do. I'm gonna talk a little bit about myself and a little bit about a little bit about one of the projects I've been working on. Some of you may have already seen this. If you follow our YouTube channel, if you're subscribed there, you've definitely already seen this content. If you haven't, I'm going to give you a little heads up about why I think you should go to YouTube and check this out. And so beginning of this year, I guess if I dial it back to a little bit before this year, one of the things we always struggled with since the dawn of time is testing out new tactics, keeping the methodology fresh. You know, if you read Predictable Revenue, you know, it's very email heavy. And it bothered me that we kind of got stuck, that our team got stuck in just email. And, you know, it wasn't intentional. It just sort of, it slowly happened. And I think over the last year, we've done a really great job at sort of validating some channels and testing and figuring out, okay, well, how do we get away from email and just email? How do we move away from some of the bad habits that we created? And then how do we create it? But most importantly, how do we create a ton of great meetings and how do we, you know, create a ton of pipeline and close deals for our customers? And I think the team's done a really great job. And what I'm hoping to share with you here is just a little bit about our journey and one of the really cool outputs that I think if you're in sales, if you're a sales leader, or if you're, you know, one of our competitors on the outbound side, which I've heard from a few of you, thanks. Keep the tips coming. I really appreciate it. I'm glad these are helping. I've sort of an abundance mindset that I know, you know, people that I see as, you know, our salespeople would see as direct competitors are listening and sharing and benefiting from the knowledge. But I don't really think, you know, clients are generally looking at three of our competitors, and generally, you know, there's so many opportunities that I'm not super worried about it. So I want to introduce one of the pieces that really helped put us on the right track, which is Outbound Labs. I know I've mentioned this a couple of times before, but I just thought I'd give you a little background, dive into some of the context, share a little bit. I'm only shooting for about 5 or 10 minutes of content here, so I'm not going to bore you by just talking about us, but I did want to just point you in the direction of, if you've heard of this or if you heard me mention it and thought, hey, that's awesome, you can just ignore me and go to YouTube. I'll include a link in the show notes here to our YouTube playlist. We've got our first couple of videos out. There's a playlist there. I'll also include a link to our website that if you want to get emailed when new episodes get released, then you can, I'll include that link as well. So what the hell am I talking about? What is this Outbound Labs? Basically, you've all seen the blog posts, you've heard the podcast. I mean, shit, our podcast included, we have guests come on and they say, hey, this one thing works really great, or this one thing doesn't work really great. And in the past, we've sort of haphazardly tried to implement a bunch of this stuff. You know, we've gone and said, okay, well, so-and-so said this. So I just walked to the team and said, okay, try this. Why don't we try it this way? Why don't we try it that way? And we had a lot of these where, okay, it just totally flopped. And when you're trying to, you know, diagnose and break down, okay, why did this flop? Why did it work? There's a lot of things that can sort of go right and go wrong. But I think our approach to, hey, this worked for somebody, go try it out, was really poor. There was no control. There's no design of the experiment. There was nothing. And so what really inspired this was our product leader, Kenny, is a big fan of the scientific method. You know, he's always talking about how we could be more consistent, proceduralize things. And when he was looking at some of the tests that we had run, some of the things that we're trying to accomplish, you know, he sort of made the comment that a lot of these weren't really statistically significant. And I'm always going to stumble over that word, even though it's some fine alliteration. And so really big shout out to Kenny for helping us with the initial design. But I got to say, the bulk of the work has been done by our account strategy team, and the Outbound Labs has been led by Lavinia Hicks, and she's doing a phenomenal job. So shout out to all the people on the strategy team, to Lavinia, to Kenny for really getting this going. It's a ton of work every month, and it's sort of outside of their, like, they're managing their same amount of clients. This is sort of helping them help us sort of build out the Outbound Labs, and really keep, like Lavinia is making sure that, you know, every one of the strategists has, you know, one to two, sometimes three experiments. She's helping them with the design. She's helping them with, you know, making sure they stay on track and making sure that we're sort of wrapping things up and collecting those learnings every month. And so what essentially we're doing is 10 to 20 experiments a month. We've worked with Kenny to help us design a process so that we're getting as close to statistically relevant, statistically significant data as we possibly can, though it's not always perfect in every case. You know, when you're looking at clients and timing, there's always so many other variables. So while we are going to talk about, hey, we're trying to follow the scientific approach, we are not trying to get any of these stats published in Nature or Science, any of the, you know, popular journals. This is going to be as sort of scientific as you would expect from, you know, a company that's, you know, with a vested interest in helping the sales industry move forward. We're not actually conducting, you know, proper, you know, 4 or 5 year long studies on any of these things. This is, you know, we're trying to get things that are quick and dirty that we can share that will hopefully give us enough of an indication that, hey, this is something that's worth exploring. This is something that's worth implementing so that we can kind of roll it out and get it working within the company really quickly. And we've been doing this since the beginning of 2019. It's now September, and we've been shooting for 20 experiments a month, and I think we've probably hit that most. We were over some months, we were under other months, but I think the team's done a really phenomenal job. And so share a little bit about the process and how we come up with things. And so basically every cycle, and so we organize our company into cycles, which are 2 months and instead of quarters. The reason why is a whole other podcast, but the short version is we used to organize by quarters, and things by the end of the quarter, all the priorities would have changed so dramatically that they weren't really relevant. And so we tried monthly and it was just too much planning. And so we settled on 2 months. That's the reason. And so basically we're following at the beginning of the cycle, we're doing a brainstorm. We sit down with the strategists and we say, hey, what if we, you know, what are the big problems? What are we trying to solve? Okay, now let's brainstorm some ideas on how we can solve those. Then we sort of stack rank them based on the impact that we think they could have and design. And then we pick the ones that we want to design an experiment for, right? And then we follow. We have an experiment design playbook. I've actually shared it out previously. I'm happy to include a link to that in the show notes. I'm just going to make a note in my show notes here because I'm notoriously bad at remembering to include things in the show notes. So I'll do my best to make sure that gets in there. But if I don't, for whatever reason, just email me, Colin with 2 L's @predictablerevenue.com. Tell me I'm stupid and I forgot, and I will happily share that with you and make sure we do get it added. So once we've designed the experiment, we run one or two sometimes sort of side by side if we're not confident about the clients or about being able to isolate variables correctly. And so we want to, basically the way we kind of look at it is we're running our initial experiments. Then we're going to see, okay, was there anything worth pursuing? Once we've seen a couple experiments that is testing the same hypothesis, actually proving value, then we're going to move to replication. And we're going to take a look at, okay, well, how do we replicate this across other clients? We have lots of good indications that, you know, this has showed some really positive insights, but we were not really sure, you know, if it's going to be scalable, or, you know, maybe there were a couple variables that we couldn't control for. Maybe the client was just overall being great, and we want to make sure that that's one of the things that we control for. Because I've definitely noticed throughout my time here in the last 7 years that we've been running campaigns, you get some of those clients that just no matter what you write for them, it's just going to get a great response rate. And my theory, and this is another podcast episode, and I won't go too deep, is just product market fit. If you have really, really strong product market fit, then companies are going to have, you know, your prospects are going to be much, much more likely to respond to you. If you have product market fit, but it's just the product's a little bit less exciting, then you're probably, you know, where the rest of us are. So anyway, we brainstorm, we stack rank based on the impact that we think it's going to have. We design the experiment, we run the experiment. Then we, you know, if for the ones that show promise, whether positive or negative. So if they fail miserably and we have reason to suspect that, hey, we've got some things that we can tweak, we'll do those a couple of times. Once we're showing signs of life, then we're going to replicate it across our clients. And then we're going to streamline and scale. And so once we've replicated this, okay, we've seen this across 3 or 4 clients. Now we're going to scale it up and we're going to sort of build a process for you know, this is how things work. And we're going to integrate that into how the predictable revenue team services our customers. And so that's loosely the process. I won't go into the scientific method. We follow it pretty closely, but again, we're not classically trained scientists. There are a few with advanced degrees here, but I don't think there's anybody that could. If I had my friend who's a neuroscience researcher look at our actual experiments, he would probably, you know, I'd hope he'd be impressed, but I'm sure he'd say, you know, there are many improvements to be made. So with that being said, that's a little bit about the process. If anybody's curious, shoot us an email. Let me know if you want to hear more. I'm happy to bring Lavinia or even Kenny on the show and we can share some more and get them to talk a little bit more about the process and where it came from and why. But a really good place for you to start would be YouTube and check out those videos. We made the call not to publish them on the podcast just because it's a different channel. It's a different, it's sort of a different theme. It's Lavinia and myself. And we just thought it'd be better to, you know, for the people that wanted to hear that content, have a really quick and easy way to access it. So that being said, what kind of things are we testing in Outbound Labs? This has been sort of a little bit of the wild, wild west to start. But what I've noticed that there's really kind of, there's four competencies that a sales team really needs to nail. And in my opinion, it's market, it's message, it's channel and tactics, right? For me, I talked about product market fit a little bit earlier. This is one of those, and I haven't found a really great way of articulating it. I am writing a blog post and hopefully I'll figure it out by then, but it's sort of like an NPS score with market. You can go from sort of negative 100 to positive 100, right? And so let's say you're right in the middle, your market fit is going to have sort of zero impact on the rest. Right. If you are on the positive side of things, it's going to be a multiplier. So everything you do, if you get a score on each of these four channels, the market is going to be that multiplier, right? It's message, channels, tactics. These are all going to be additive. And say your total score, let's make up a criteria. Let's say each is scored out of 5. Let's say you get 5, 10, you get 5 on each one. So your score 15 and you're right in sort of 0 plus or minus 0 for market. Then your score will be 15. If you're, let's say you get that same score for the channel, the message channel and tactics, but you're at say maybe you're at negative 20, then it's going to be, you'll take that 15 and I'm going to do some quick math here. Take that 15, multiply it by 0.8. And so you're going to cut your 15 down to a 12, right? And so because you don't have a strong product market fit, you're sort of losing 20% efficiency. Same thing on the other side. If you have really strong, it's going to take that 15, it's going to turn it into an 18. Mathematically, this is not sound math. This is not how it works, but this is the best way I could convey how I've been thinking about it. I've seen clients come in that have crappy messaging, okay channels and like mediocre tactics, but their product market fit is so strong that you're booking an insane number of meetings and you're blowing out all the benchmarks. And so that's the best way I could find to communicate that. And so basically that's the way I look at market messaging. You know, it comes from lots of places. Really, it's your boss, right? The person that founded the company. It's the story that they tell about the company. It's the story that the product team tells about the customers. And it's what the salespeople actually say to your customers to help them buy, right? And that's really where the key of good messaging comes from. And so we explore that quite a bit and how to find that. We're going to explore channels as well, which is basically, man, email, phone, LinkedIn, direct mail, homing pigeon. If I can find a way to track people down on Strava, I will absolutely do it. If you've got suggestions for channels that I haven't mentioned or haven't thought of, I'd love to hear from you. And then tactics. Underneath each of those channels, there are thousands of tactics that people have tried and it's either worked or it hasn't worked. And so we want to make sure that we're looking at a wide variety of tactics for every channel so that we can figure out, okay, what's going to be, which tactic is going to be best for each channel, given the customer and the market that they're selling to. And we look at market as sort of, it's the market as well as the sort of persona. And I'm kind of skipping over a few things there because I don't want to talk your ear off, but basically that's how we look at it. And so if I look at, you know, looking at the first two themes for Outbound Labs, I'm pretty sure that's what we called it. I think we kind of debated back and forth. We were originally going to do one of these a month. And then we decided that, hey, that's actually too much pressure on the Outbound Labs team to produce content. And we didn't want them to be beholden to a content schedule. And so we made the call to, instead of pushing one series out every month. We just said, hey, when we've got a series that makes sense, we're going to publish that. We're going to continue to do Outbound Labs, sort of like the way we do our eBooks, is when we have enough content where the eBook makes sense and we can wrap it all into something that's valuable for our customers, our listeners, our subscribers, then we're gonna publish something. Lavinia and I are continuing to record. We got lots of good stuff, and I'm really looking forward to sharing a lot of that. We've only shared a couple of videos, and so far the feedback has been overwhelmingly positive. So with that said, the first theme that we're looking at, or that we looked at, was understanding email deliverability. This is another one of those things that if you have a couple of critical things wrong, if you don't set an SPF record, if you don't set a DKIM record, then it doesn't matter how good your messaging is. It doesn't matter how good your product market fit is. If you're not doing these basic hygiene factors, your emails aren't going to make it in. And so we wanted to explore, what are the boundaries? What are the things that we've heard, you know, ranging from you got to prepay Google, you know, $50 when you create a new Google Apps account, to having SPF, DKIM, DMARC, and like, what do those mean and what are their impacts? And we looked at a bunch of other things in terms of like, how many emails can you send? How long should you warm up a domain, et cetera, et cetera. So that was really kind of, the purpose of that was really to help us understand the box that we live in. And in terms of email deliverability, what's cool, what's not cool, what's going to help, you know, maintain a really strong response rate, what's going to get you nuked, right? And so we looked at that from a purely email only standpoint, not in terms of as part of a cadence, because we really wanted to isolate as many variables as we possibly could. The next step was the next sort of theme was basically, how do we get better email response rates? How do we get more people replying to our messages? How do we convert more of those people into meetings? A ton of different ways of looking at it. And that's really, you know, those are the two that we have recorded so far, but the themes are going to fall under market, message, channels, and tactics. So you're going to see quite a few of those coming out over the next couple of months. And hopefully at the end of the year, we'll be able to do, you know, one big sort of wrap report, sort of like the people over at, sort of what Trish does with her the SDR metrics, and what David Scott does with the SaaS metrics. And so we're hoping to do some, like a big end of the year report that we can share out to everybody. That's just sort of a summation of, here's what we've learned, here's what's changed. So lastly, you're hopefully wondering, hopefully you're still listening and you're wondering, where can I check this out? I'm going to include a link to register on our site so we can email you when a new theme gets announced, when a new video gets announced. I'm also going to shoot a link to the playlist on YouTube. My recommendation there is hit the subscribe button on YouTube, and you'll be notified every time we publish a new episode. If you follow me on LinkedIn, we'll do the same. I share new podcast episodes weekly, and the little blog post that accompanies them. So if you want to get a sense for, okay, what's coming and what do we talk about in the episode, you can always check out the blog post first, because that usually gets shared every Thursday morning. And I think that's everything I had. Hopefully I haven't missed anything. My call to action to the listener here is, if you have a tactic, if you have a theme, if you have an idea that you would love to see tested, maybe you've seen somebody else's blog post and said, hey, I've seen this, I think it's bullshit, or I've seen that and I think it's amazing. I want you guys to take your team, put that tactic through its paces, tell me what's real, tell me what's not real. If you've got any ideas or things that you want to see tested, drop me an email, hit me up on LinkedIn. My email is colin@predictablerevenue.com. Colin Stewart on LinkedIn. I'm the guy with that picture of the guitar. And that's where you can find us. All right. Thanks, everybody. And we'll see you all next week.